Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a man is in custody this morning accused of stealing packages off the front of porches in Sarpy County's Chaco Hill neighborhood. Now, Sarpy County's sheriff's deputies arrested the 31-year-old suspect at the Red Carpet Inn.
Classy. Yes. Now, what if it would be funny if it was like a terrible package? Because that's what's funny. They don't know what they're stealing. Well, it could be a box of dildos.
I was thinking the same thing.
Headed to Party House.
Yeah. Wrong delivery. Got the wrong house again.
You thought they were party decorations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I just think, like, my most recent, like, Amazon purchase, it would come in a really big box. No, is air filters for the humidifier. Like, how sad would that be? Yeah. Like, you open it up, you're like, I risked my neck for a bunch of humidifier filters.
Now, why'd you order? I'm just curious. Order them online. They didn't have a store, or just opportunity.
They told me to go online, and at that point, like, I went online, and I was like, all right, well, then if I'm going to do this, then let's just go.
Wait till you get to my house. I finally got those dildos, and I kind of inserted a light in them, so now it's like my patio lighting.
Ooh, it's nice. They glow.
Festive. You really have. I had somebody reach out to me yesterday, and they said he's been talking about that a lot lately.
Actually,
about
I haven't.
Toys. I was like,
one
he's
day.
Been,
yeah, yesterday.
No, yesterday, and then
20 seconds.
Dream, and then but somebody was like, "Is everything? What's going on?" Like, I'm
no
like,
knows,
I don't know. He
no
must
knows
have it on
about
the brain.
That dream.
It's the season.
Thank you.
It's tis the season.
Yeah. Tis the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the dildo season.
Well, the Red Carpet Inn is where they found this guy in custody, 144th and 180th, and they brought him in. I guess it was thanks to one of those home video surveillance, the Ring doorbell that caught them on camera.
We always laugh that I'm sure maybe Red Carpet Inn is a great place, but the higher falutin the name, always the lower end.
Yeah.
Like the Hilton is just the Hilton.
Yes.
Doesn't have
it's
to
not
have
the Red Carpet Inn.
The rotating
I
room.
I guarantee you there's nothing red carpet about the Red Carpet Inn.
Except for maybe the carpet that goes up the side of the wall. It's got that wall carpeting. Yeah. You're like, do you have to vacuum that stuff or what do you do? The president is kicking off his big Asia trip today. He woke up this morning to a fully functioning Twitter account after it was briefly deactivated yesterday evening. Trump tweeted, my Twitter account was taken down for 11 minutes by a rogue employee. I guess the word must finally be getting out and having an impact. Twitter says that it was the work of a customer support employee on his last day with the company, sort of like his exit.
Fired him.
Hurrah.
He walked out, pushed a button, done. But it only lasted 11 minutes. So.
What a jerk.
Yeah, I know.
Totally. It must work, though, because he just tweeted out. Here's his tweet. What did the banana say to the vibrator?
What?
What are you shaking for? It's me she's going to eat.
Such a wit. Truly, truly lovely.
No, I'm sorry. I tweeted that.
Read
the wrong account.
Oops. At Real Donald Trump. He's going to be in Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. And he says it's probably going to be a pretty tense trip. A lot of the conversations are going to be centered around North Korea and the rising presence in that area of the Korean Peninsula. And this morning, North Korea is calling flights made by American bombers a nuclear strike drill. The Air Force is saying that they were previously planned in advance, not a response to any tensions going on between D.C. and North Korea, but any activity in that area, and they get a little froggy. Today is the day Apple fans have been anxiously awaiting. The countdown is on for the Apple Store right here in Omaha to open its doors. And now it's open. The store doesn't. The store opened at 8:00. People are already inside, and then there's more in line out in Village Point hoping to get their hands on the new iPhone X. It's crazy. I guess people had set up tents outside the store there at Village Point. They're told they're in for the long haul. A long-awaited iPhone X has a number of new features, including a higher quality screen, no home button. Biggest draw is the facial recognition technology feature, so you can open up your phone just by looking at it.
Have you watched, so on Netflix, there's a comedy special from Sebastian Montescaldo. I never know how to say his name. You gotta watch it. It's hilarious.
Okay.
But he's making fun of the iPhone.
Yeah.
He's like, nobody's working. No one's working. Yep. Like, who has time? Think about it. Who has time to camp out? Don't you have a job?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Take a day off.
You have the ability to camp in front of a store?
Why is it such a now? That's where I'm at. I'm just the guy that doesn't sit in line. I don't know.
What are you doing? Yeah. Are you embarrassed?
He was talking about the people camping out for movies because they're all dressed in the gear.
That's even weird.
That's the thing. It's like, not only are you, you don't have a job, you don't have someplace to be, but then like you're a grown man dressed as Thor because Thor Ragnarok's opening today. Like, wow.
Or the kids that were camping out, the adults that were camping out for the Call of Duty, which came in at midnight.
Okay.
Last night. A ton of people probably took today off because
they're gaming.
They got their squad back together.
Hey, I guess, if that's your thing, that's your jam, brings you joy, why not?
Earlier this week, Starbucks rolled out their holiday cup, but Scooters also unveiled their holiday cup for the season. And it's cool. It's got a local connection. Not only is Scooters an Omaha-based chain, it's in 14 different states, but Scooters chose a college student from Bellevue. She's the one that designed the cup. It's really neat. So it features, her name is Mariah Adams. And she is from Bellevue. She graduated in 2014 from Papillion La Vista South High School. And it features red ornaments dangling from gold strings, snowflakes, the word peace, joy, be merry and bright. And so it's all for
But it
all
doesn't
of you.
Say Christmas, right? Just holidays. No. It's still that's too far. Don't say Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's not the only holiday in the month.
It's so offensive to
It's not
people.
Offensive. It's just if you really are trying to cover all of your bases with all of the holidays, I mean, Christmas sort of narrows
Listen,
the field.
If the cup doesn't have Jesus on it, I don't touch it.
Yeah. Got to have a little bit of that and a little bit of this. All right, so those are out now, right?
Yeah. Yes, okay. Yeah, they got released this week. Good. So, they wanted to create a little buzz. It's not always about the big guys. Scooters does a great product here locally. Free subs are available all day here in Nebraska Subway locations. It's part of World Sandwich Day. Customers who buy a sandwich and a drink get a free sandwich.
Good.
They're saying that Subway says it'll donate a meal to Feeding America with every purchase all day. So that's the big thing. They've teamed up with Feeding America. It's a cool way to get the word out. And Subway has more than 50 locations in Omaha and across Nebraska. So go get your eat on.
What do they do with like their leftover sandwiches? Do they?
Someone call us and tell us. I would love to know.
I mean, are they feeding the homeless that day? I mean, don't you ever go out in the world and see how much food is available? You're like, this has got to get wasted.
It's got to get wasted. But I saw this deal.
They don't sell all the product.
Yeah, it's got to go.
Like Costco's make me nervous because they're such giant portions.
Yeah,
I'm like, so you have to sell all this meat today, or what happens to that?
Well, some of it, like in the case of like Subway, the sandwich artists make all those sandwiches to order. So they're not like chilling someplace. Like you're making it to order. And I imagine it's just like anything else. You put the deli meat away at the end of the day. And when it hits its expiration, like it's done. But but like places like Costco where it's all pre-made, you'll notice it has a Best Buy date. Like, so they'll make it and it's got a couple days that if it's refrigerated, they'll keep putting it out. I mean, that's why you always kind of got to go through and be like, was this made today? Or am I getting this on the back end of the Best Buy day? And McDonald's McRib sandwich is coming back.
I can't tell the difference between the commercial segment and the news.
I'm with you. Sandwiches.
Can you
cups,
tell I'm hungry?
Pizza. Pizza's next, people.
Pizza.
What's McDonald's doing?
The McRib is coming back. I guess the most recent time it was back was last December. It seems like it's always here, but I guess I don't eat it. So for me, it's always a thing, but people get all jazzed up. My husband loves the McRib. And so he's like, the McRib's back.
Does he eat it today?
Yeah, he will. I'm trying to, it says coming soon.
Okay, so it's coming out. Okay.
I think probably maybe next month, but it's the 35th anniversary of the McRib. Like, who knew? And we're getting Giordano's here locally. We won the online contest that Giordano's, a Chicago-based deep dish pizza company, had put out there, like five cities in Omaha. Bam! We be the winners. Today is also an interesting moment in history. Before man landed, blasted off into space, Russians experimented by sending dogs into orbit. And today is the 60th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Laika, the dog?
Laika. Today's the 60th anniversary. Windowless Sputnik 2 space capsule lifted off 60 years ago today.
Can't even give the guy a window, huh? Wow.
No. They probably didn't know
I think they probably had the ability to make the window yet. They're afraid it would blow up.
Yeah,
glass. All right, so, and then did the dog return?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The dog was famous. They'd show I remember the footage of, you know, seeing it in like history class or whatever, them sealing them up. It's the only passenger was this dog known as Laika. Soviet leader at the time, Khrushchev, had ordered the dog to be flown into space following the success of the first Sputnik. But they were like scrambling to get it all ready, and no one could figure out how to get the animal back alive.
And come back alive.
No, it came back and he died like within 7 hours due to panic.
Okay.
No, they're saying now that was always all wrong, that the dog died in orbit.
Okay.
Within hours.
Within hours, Bubba. They've got to hook up the oxygen tank.
Well, they're experimenting. Yeah. It's like before we sent a man, they said she died painlessly in orbit. Yeah.
I guess the big question at the time was the Russians were using dogs and we were using monkeys and chimps.
I remember that.
And they said, well, why were they using dogs? Apparently, the Russian scientists found dogs easier to train. So that
was I'll tell you what they didn't
thing.
Use. They didn't use cats.
No. You know why?
Because cats are like, I'm not doing it.
No.
Dog or monkey. Cats are like, good luck with that, dude.
Yeah, you have fun with that. Listen, they're humans. They're going to screw you over. We are low on the food chain. Just go ahead and hide someplace.
They're like, you put me in this. I swear to God, I will crap in the vent. This thing will blow up in orbit. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I don't give a mofo. You better go with a monkey or a dog. I'll blow this thing up on the pad.
They just want to be liked so bad. Guess what? I don't want your like. I don't want to go to space.
Yeah.
Well, if you aren't heading to space, but if you are heading to Florida, there's a popular restaurant down there where if you want to enjoy a family meal, just make sure to leave the kids outside. The name of the restaurant, and it's a popular pizza place. It's in Tampa, and it's called Hampton Station. And I guess the restaurant has a new no children policy. It started the 24th of October, and it just put a simple sign outside, posted on the front door that says no children.
That's a little harsh.
No kids allowed.
Like, okay. He said he made the decision. The owner said he made the decision because parents were unable to keep their kids under control and he feared that he'd be liable if an accident happened. I guess the restaurant, they say, ironically, the restaurant uses action figures to hold order markers. So it's like a kid-friendly place that suddenly doesn't want any kids to go there. Obviously, parents have begun, how dare you? The media, the social media outrage has been building. Federal law only prohibits discrimination when it comes to race, religion, and other categories. But you can say no kids.
You can say no kids. You can say no men probably too, right? I mean,
I wonder if you'd... Yeah, I mean, but I mean, you couldn't say like no Irish, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to say like no Catholics. Like they'd be like, whoa, dude. But apparently no children.
Yeah.
No law to say that you can't say keep your little booger eaters at home.
Booger eaters.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Now I'm thinking of having a kid friendly restaurant and have something on the menu that is booger themed.
There you go. Booger soup, booger cereal, booger sandwich. It's all there.
Kids love
booger bites.
Like,
I'd call them booger bites.
I like booger bites.
On a kid's restaurant, and I would put on the appetizer, I would put booger bites. That must exist someplace.
Finger food.
And make them really yummy, and kids think it's fun because they look gross, but they're delicious. Booger bites.
How funny would that be? They'd giggle. They'd love it because it was gross. Poopy diaper sandwich.
Something with farts.
Absolutely. Fart Sunday.
818.
Fart fries.
Fries. They smell delicious.
Booger bites and fart fries.
Yeah. You got a place. .com. Start spreading.
You're never alone in New York. Omaha's number one hit music station.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Well, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are back in love. At least that's what they're saying.
I saw TMZ. They look very much in love. We posted on Facebook if you want to see what love looks like. But yeah, it looks like it, and good for them, right? I mean,
yeah. So are we diving into celebrity now?
Oh, I thought. Oh, I guess I screwed up there, didn't I?
I mean,
thank God for Friday.
I mean, I can roll it out, but I'm just saying, let's leave some in the tank for celebrity. Next break.
Man, I'm ready to get out of here. Happy Friday to me. I'm one step ahead of everything. All right, hello, what's your name? Hello?
Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up, man?
How are you?
We're doing good,
Brian,
man.
You're the last thing that's standing between us and Friday.
Right, so let's get this going.
All we're contractually obligated to do today is get you qualified.
And we're getting the hell out of here. What do you do for a living, Brian?
I'm a safety specialist.
You're a safety specialist. Now, what is that?
I'm paid to be a buzzkill.
Okay, so for what company? We're just curious. Like, what industry or
healthcare?
So people don't like you.
Well, generally not, because I'm telling them what not to do.
Oh,
wow! A safety,
a hater.
What was your title?
A safety specialist.
Well, then we need
these
safety.
Are very, very generic titles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A safety specialist.
Is that on your business card?
It is.
Oh, wow. So that does make it more legit. All right. So good deal.
Do you enjoy being a buzzkill?
You know what? It's sad to say I do.
You do?
Okay.
So you love your job?
I do. I do love my job.
Okay. Awesome. I mean, God, yeah, own it. If you like to be a buzzkill, be a buzzkill. Why not?
Is this a good time to be a buzzkill in the medical profession?
Oh, absolutely. There's always things you can do better.
Gosh.
Wow. All right. I mean, there is always room for improvement in life.
Well, and I focus on the employees, so, I mean, somebody's got to take care of the nurses.
Okay. All right, good deal. Are you going to take some nurses to New York with you? Or is this trip going to be solo by yourself?
Yeah, who would
be? No, it would be with my wife.
Okay. Aww.
And then who would be the other two, possibly?
Possibly. I'm actually officiating a wedding, so it might be a wedding gift.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's really cool.
So how? I'm just confused altogether.
You're a strange man, sir. We're just gonna call. We're gonna call it as we see it. You're a strange man.
Congratulations for qualifying. You and your strange life could go and have a weekend in New York.
So you're officiating. So like you're gonna do like a courthouse wedding. Like you're gonna stand up there and say marry a couple people, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. People are always asking us to do that. They're like, are you guys going to get your license? And I'm like, why do people always think DJs should also say weddings? I mean, I'm like, sure, you're very interesting. It's like, have an interesting person who's a good speaker who could. Well, I guess maybe that's why they're going to us for the speaking.
Probably so. But they also think it's a bit. Like, hey, you can do it on Valentine's Day.
I feel like it should be someone who's spiritual. Yeah. So like, sure, if you're spiritual and you're an interesting person that could speak well, then I get it. Don't just have a DJ in a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, hi, everybody. We're here today, for the union of Gary and Lisa. Sir, do you DJ on the weekends?
Me? No.
Okay, oh, thank God. I almost thought. I'm like, he is.
Are we hurting him?
He's a wedding DJ, isn't he?
Isn't he? What made you decide to do this? Friends of yours? Or?
Yeah, they're friends of mine that asked me to, and I thought, like, heck yeah, why not?
Ah,
yeah, do it.
I would say no. I don't know why. I'm just not that good of a friend, I guess, but I'd be terrified.
We've abused you enough, sir. So. You certainly deserve the trip now to take your lovely wife and whoever you choose.
Yes.
The married couple of your choosing.
Hold on the line, okay, man? Good talking to you. But yeah, that drawing's on Monday, okay? But you're in on this drawing, so congratulations,
all right.
Okay?
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Hold on. So on a side note, speaking of getting married, yesterday we were giving party grief about getting engaged.
Everybody was
and
all day
because
that.
We got a Facebook message from the owners of Complete Music, and the guy was like, "Hey, we'll give him a wedding DJ for free."
Yeah,
and I gave it a plug on the air. The guy came back like all in, like, "I didn't know you were going to say it on the air."
He's like, "So whoa,
now he's on the spot."
I know. Well, now they want to base your wedding completely on. He says that.
What?
He's got a friend who runs 7 wedding venues in Omaha.
Wow.
This guy's on board. He says, if you and your team have any interest in this, we should get together for drinks and put together a plan for Big Party's wedding. I mean, these guys, I've never even met him. He's already planning your wedding.
Right.
She's going to be pissed.
We also got a message from a local band.
Yeah, they want to split it up.
Yeah. They said that they'd work with the DJ, so you could have a little bit of column A, a little poo-poo platter of entertainment. You could have a little live music. You could have a little DJ'd music. You could keep it, you know.
I can have two different rooms.
Yeah, two stages. Right. We could have two stages. So, like, on the main stage is a live band.
Yeah.
But in the other room on the second stage, like, maybe that could be, like, the freak-out tent.
Right.
There's a DJ in there who's...
EDM.
Stuff.
People are, like, chewing gum and drinking lots of water, wearing glow sticks.
We have venues.
We have venues. We now have entertainment. Food is the other thing. And then the most important thing that we're probably all missing is the proposal.
Oh, that's so incidental at this point. I mean, first of all,
so my buddy,
we will shame you.
My buddy Don here says, if I'm in his shoes, I would take advantage of this in some way quickly. He goes, we have enough pull with wedding vendors that this could come together quickly.
Quickly.
Fast.
Like these guys they're in the industry. Yeah, and they're like, we'll get flower people coming out of the woodwork.
I like
you think
it.
We could have Channel 94.1 banners all the way around the ceiling.
But why would you
be that guy? I know.
Kidding.
Why would you? Like, bought and sold.
I'm joking. I'm sure that would be next in line. But all right.
So really, the only person standing in the way of this
is me.
Is you. You're really the buzzkill on this one.
I think I am.
What would Wylene say?
I don't know. I didn't bring it up to her yesterday. I don't think I did.
She heard about it from friends. She doesn't live in a bubble.
Took a knee in front of the sweet Wylene.
Yeah.
Are you 100% positive you get a YES?
Yes. Hello. Big party over here.
Oh, my God. Let's double check. Let's dot those I's and cross those T's, shall we? Let's do a little lady recon.
You do the lady recon, Molly.
He said, I'm big party, and then he said, dang. Give himself a dang.
Just think about how many open bars we could pay for with the dang jar off the show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Yeah, so less than a week after news broke that Selena Gomez and The Weeknd had ended their 10-month relationship, now comes word that Selena is officially on again with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Justin Bieber.
Molly's making margaritas in the background. The Weeknd has started for Molly.
Yeah.
I don't wait. Some people wait till 5 o'clock. I don't wait till 10 o'clock.
That is not a juicer. That is a very strong margarita.
Yes, the Margaritaville. It's the industrial one that they have to put the lid down to keep it closed. Otherwise, you'll like lose ear buds. So Selena and Justin were spotted out and about at an LA ice rink, and the word is that the two are, you know, slowly but surely making it work. They're not using the terms boyfriend, girlfriend yet, but it's pretty much there. Where The Weeknd, for his part, had a boys' weekend. He's reacting differently to the breakup, which it was his idea to break up. So I guess maybe he's in a different place than she is. But he had a guy's night out after the Selena spill it and was seen hitting clubs in both New York and Toronto with a bunch of his famous friends.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift is dropping a new single off her upcoming track. This is the fourth song to be released before the whole album. It's called Call It What You Want. And Swifties who were speculating that maybe it's a sequel to her 2008 song Love Story, because it contains lyrics, you don't need to save me, but would you run away with me? Yes, and apparently that's a callback to this other one. But her new album...
I mean, that's how blended are you going to make that thing?
I know.
I mean...
You're just going to keep going with this thing? You're going to turn it to liquid.
How runny of a margarita do you like?
Jeez.
I don't like chunks, Jeff.
Add some ice. There's a little more ice.
Molly, to be honest. All right, so Molly has the maintenance people next door. Molly does the show from her basement.
I have a,
the Chicago Con Edison guys are what? Drilling, boring a hole in the neighbor's house.
They've been tearing up our blocks, you know, much like in Omaha, they've been tearing it up, putting up new, like, gas and water lines. Same thing's happening on my block in Chicago. And now they're putting the new meter in next door, which requires them to drill into the brick of the two-story house next door. So apparently he must have, like, an industrial chainsaw.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. The 100-year-old brick building that's next door to my house. Look, I'm just so excited that it's right outside my window.
It's a union gig.
I know. It's like, I'm not going to be Russian either. I get paid by the moment. So, Selena Gomez's new album, Reputation, comes out next week.
No, that's Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, what did I say?
Selena.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I can't even hear myself think. I think it's blended enough.
Okay, thanks.
It might be blended enough.
It does seem like, so regardless of how good the hits are on the Taylor Swift, her mistaken comment is more intriguing to me. I would love to hear new Selena Gomez.
Yes.
I mean, she's got a lot to write about.
Yeah, I think she just came out with one, didn't she?
Yeah, Wolves. Remember DJ Marshmello? And that's when the American Music Awards happen later this month on the,
on the
19th.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to be performing that live.
People like it, but, you know, people have been, the music critics have been saying that the reason why the female artists right now aren't all over the radio is because they need to write authentic hits.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That they're still kind of writing these meaningless pop songs. And I know Taylor said she's poured a lot into this album, but that's what we want to hear, right? Don't you want to hear something like...
People can relate to it better. I mean, if you're not dancing to it, people can relate to it. And Taylor really is a person that writes about relationships.
Yeah. Well, this album is supposed to be really dark. And that's what I just think is funny. I don't think I'll ever see Taylor Swift as dark.
No, that's where she's screwing up.
This, Call It What You Want is a love song, but man, it is still kind of heavy.
Yeah, it still has like the, you know, they did me wrong, they called me a liar.
I get that stream high above the whole scene, loves me like I'm brand new. So call it what you want, call it what you want to. All my flowers grew back as thorns. Windows boarded up after the storm.
You didn't do it.
I feel like I hear Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, she's hung out with Lord. I know they're buddies, but I would be like, hey.
Lord's got a new single that's been getting some play, Perfect Places. And it's got to be, you got to find the edited version because she gets a little.
Okay.
She gets a little.
All right, so Reputation, you said, comes out when? Next week?
Next Friday, the 10th. And The Twilight Zone is coming back.
Ooh.
CBS announced yesterday that it's going to launch a new version of the iconic sci-fi series on its all-access streaming video service. So it's interesting. They're not talking about bringing it back to TV. They're talking about making it stream only. No word yet on when the new episodes of The Twilight Zone will be out, but the original series ran on CBS from 1959 to 1964.
God, shows like that are just...
Remember?
Oh, yeah. That's good escapism. I love shows like that. I like The Black Mirror and all that stuff.
Yeah. What's crazy is in those 5 years that they were on air... That guy, that Rod Sterling, he hosted it, but he was also the screenwriter. He wrote or co-wrote most of the 156 episodes aired in that five-year run.
Rod Sterling was a genius.
So, I mean, that's a lot of content. 156 episodes in 5 years.
Close your eyes.
These plot lines are timeless. I mean, the stuff that he came up with, you could still drop today. I mean, amazing storytelling.
They did a reboot, I remember. It was like either the 80s or the 90s, where it was like they redid ones and they wrote some new ones. But They did.
They just didn't give it time. I think now it's perfect timing for something like this. Yeah, it just brings back memories.
Such good stuff.
I mean, think about like the Halloween song from Mike Myers. Kind of a little bit of a riff off this.
Uh-huh. You bet.
Yeah. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, thanks, Molly.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.